Here is a reminder of what the air attack warning sounds like. This is the sound.
Hello and welcome to The Sound of Football, and a special one. Yes, you know, you love it, we love it. It is the fake draw for Euro 2016.
Get in! It's a fake!
It is a fake, it is a fake, it's a phony, and you wish you'd never laid eyes on it. But it's what we love to do. We love to, like, you know, it's only a week and a half away, isn't it? Mm. The real draw over in France, mm-hmm. and where everyone will be gathering around there, and there'll be like lots of balls and lots of goldfish bowls, and people will be fishing around in there, pulling out the names of countries, and Jonathan Pearce will get very, very excited, won't he? That's what these draws are all about. But of course, what happens every 2 years is we do it first. We do it first, so you know what's going to happen, and you don't get surprised by anything. Of course, you could look at the last one on YouTube, you know, the actual last real one, but where would be the fun in that? It would only tell you what happened last time. Yeah. This one has got all the teams, and we're going to do it exactly the same way. All right, we won't be doing it with, like, 20 minutes of, like, dancing and things beforehand, but, you know, we'd just go straight to it. We'd just cut to the chase, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. And it won't be rigged either.
Well, you say that.
Mm.
All right.
All the pieces of paper were already in the pots when we got in here. Can't guarantee it wasn't.
I know where they are. I know where all the warm ones are, and I know what they're all for. But, the way it's going to work, we have got four pots, 24 teams in there, because it's a bigger tournament this time around. So, you know, it's as big as one of the old World Cups in
82.
Yeah, 82. World Cup. Yep. 82 to 94, was it?
94, yeah. 94 was the last.
Yes. So it's going to be like that. It's going to have that. It's going to have the rather dodgy third place thing going on there for the knockout rounds as well. So the best four teams that finish third, you know. So it's going to have a really long, drawn out opening group stage, which is going to be really, really dull. But we're just going to draw that group stage right now and get really excited about it.
And I must remember this time that this is not real.
Yes. please remember, Jan, it's not real.
I can't go planning holiday around this like I did last time.
We should have totally shut up when he said that last time. We don't remember. Last time, listeners don't remember, we did the draw and it was so authentic that Jan forgot that it was a fake and started thinking about planning his days off. And we told him it was a fake and reminded him, and we should have said nothing. Yeah. So you went and planned
like I was actually drawing the actual World Cup.
But, you know, listeners, you know, if you want to book your EasyJet flights, you know, in advance on the basis of our draw, then you may as well do it, because, like, you know, you'll have beaten the rest of everyone else by about 2 weeks, won't you? So get on there. But without further ado, we're going to start pulling out the top seeds. Now, France are already the top seed. They are a seed because they're the host nation, and they've already been drawn in Group 1, in position 1 of Group 1. Now, the top seeds, last time, and I think this is going to be the same this time, the top will have position 1 in all the rest of the group. So there are five top seeds here, including England.
England are a top seed.
Yeah, and there's decent teams in there as well. So, boom, boom. they're in pot one. Then we'll be drawing pot four. Now, pot four is where the other home nations are. So, Wales and Northern Ireland there, and also the Republic of Ireland are there as well. So, there is a 50-50 chance that England could be drawn against one of those sides.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's awesome.
Yeah, but those sides can't be drawn against each other.
No.
So they avoid Understood. Each other they until each until other. The knockout stage.
So the only British derby could be if one of them draws England.
Yep. Exactly. That's the only way that could happen. So Terry, actually, without further ado, I'll get you to pick the first one. And that's from the pot right in front of you right there.
All right, then. Thank you. I will delve a little bit. And I will take out. And I'm taking out Germany.
Germany.
I'm holding it up to the microphone.
You're holding it up to the microphone.
so that the listeners can see.
Oh, so that's Germany there.
France and Germany. Oh, no, sorry. This is the leader of each one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so, Terry, I'll give you that.
Pin this up on the wall here.
You can just pin that.
You're going to take a picture of this.
Of course I am. That's what it said there. Yep, that's just fine. You've just got to make sure that you've got room to go six across
six
there.
Across.
So, okay, right. Jan, do you want to pick out the next one then?
It's from here.
From this pot here.
From that one, from pot one, please.
Pot one.
Yeah, not pot four, otherwise, it just goes to pot.
The whole thing is pointless. Oh.
Portugal.
The host in 2004. There you go. That's so they are positioned in position one in Group C.
I was wondering why you had that tin of pins.
That's all become clear. So we can pin them up on the board there. See, I've got pins. Outside pins. Listen, it's great, isn't it?
Actual pins.
Right. I've got to pick one out now.
Yes.
I've got to pick one out.
Totally pick one out.
Right. This is... who have I got? I've got Spain.
Spain.
Spain going to position one in Group D. Well, it's going fine so far, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I think all the listeners are now frantically writing all this down, like the delegates do in these drawers.
Writing stuff down.
What am I writing here? I don't know why I'm writing this down. I'll just look it up on the internet later.
It's going to be on Wikipedia already, isn't it?
Writing all this stuff down.
All right, so one more.
One more. Belgium.
Belgium. Who are the number one club in the world at the moment, are they?
I believe they are, yeah. I'm sure the last time the rankings were published, it was indeed Belgium. Hot favourites, I reckon.
Ooh, you think?
They've got a real chance of a decent World Cup.
They're going to be well supported out there, aren't they?
And they're going to, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just down the road for them, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Down the road.
Yeah.
In fact, it's next door.
You could almost say
it's next door. Is that going off in a kind of slope?
But that's fine. Don't worry. Leave it there. It's fine and dandy, sir. It really is. Right. So the final one to come out of pot one, and we all know who it's going to be.
We all know who it's going
to
be.
Yeah, Motti would be saying, is it England? I think it's England.
England.
It's a joke they're top seeds, though, isn't it, really? Come on.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But he's still, you know, it just doesn't seem, you know, look at these. France, Germany, Portugal, Spain, Belgium and England. It just doesn't seem right somehow.
Now we've got the top seeds drawn out into the six different groups. So we've got France in Group 1, in Group A, Germany in Group B, Portugal in Group C, Spain in Group D, Belgium in Group E, and England in Group F. Right.
F.
Pot 4?
Pot 4. Let's not hang around.
Yep, Graham, I think you should go first. Yep.
Okay, as a reminder, this is the one which has got three of the home nations in it.
Keep it random.
It's got Albania in here as well.
Albania's in here.
Ooh, yeah. First time in the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, should we be surprised by that fact?
It's the first time.
Albania have never qualified for a tournament before.
We shouldn't be surprised by that, no. I wouldn't be surprised by that fact.
Now, what we do on this one, when we pull these out, is they have to be drawn in their positions. Now, I have drawn out... Wales. Pas de Galles. What I have to do then is I have to work out what position they're going to be in the group.
Okay.
So we know what day they actually play on.
All right. Which is why you've got these additional...
And you say, Jan, pick one of those three.
Four.
So they are A4.
A4.
They're in the same group as France, and they are the fourth team. So they will play France, I think, in the last game. But I'll check on that in a minute. But
so they go down the bottom.
Right down at the bottom there, Terry. If you could put them down there.
Sorry, Wales. No offence.
Right.
Germany next, and then we just pick another.
So yep, pick another one from pot four. This one is going to go into the group with Germany.
With Germany. So hold on to your hats. Oh. Ooh. It's Albania.
Ooh.
Albania, and where will they be? What part in the?
If you want to pick one of these, I'll choose that one.
So they're going in.
They're in position four.
Also in position four.
Okay, then.
I'm going to write that down.
So, yes, Albania are B4. If you're filling out your war charts at home, B4.
You sent my battleship.
You did get your war charts, didn't you, listeners? We asked Chris Oakley if he would put one together. I don't know whether we got round to it.
Yeah, he's too busy hobnobbing with his celebrity mates.
I wondered if you might say something along those lines. Is it not built to go to...
Oh, yeah, I think it might be built to go. Go on, built to go.
Built has got to make certain all is fair. So this is to go with Portugal.
Northern
Ireland. So it is. Do you want to see what position they're going to be in?
They will be in position two.
Position two?
Position so two. They are C2.
C2.
That vertebra has always given me jet.
I'll pop them in there.
So Northern Ireland are C2.
Yeah.
A little osteopathy gag there for you. Right, and now I'm going to pick out, see who's going to be in Spain's group. Remember, Republic of Ireland still to come out, so... Oh, so let's have a look. Who is this one? Is I've got Turkey.
Turkey.
Spain, right. I've got Turkey. We'll see where Russia are drawn.
I was going to say, can they be in the same group as Russia?
They can indeed be in the same group as Russia.
UEFA have not sort of like decreed that it wouldn't be a good idea to have the two. Well, that's crazy talk, isn't it?
Is it or might not
be by then.
Yeah,
Russia. Well, by that point, it won't matter. We'll all be dead.
Russia have already banned.
So the joke will be on them.
Russia have already banned their sides from signing Turkish players in the transfer.
Right, so things are escalating. Nicely, then.
Yeah. Things are certainly escalating nicely. And Turkey are going to be in position three.
Position three.
Right. So, Terry, do you want to pick another one?
So, this could be Republic of Ireland.
This could be Republic of Ireland.
This is still, Belgium's still group. Still got it.
Yeah, Belgium's group.
It is the Republic of Ireland.
Republic of Ireland, ooh, Belgium.
No British derby in the group stage.
No British derby here.
Draw, yeah. Which we should remind you is a fake.
It is a fake draw. Yes.
British
Derby. I mean British Isles Derby. Yeah, of course. But you know, I don't mean a Great British Derby or a UK Derby. Two.
They are E two or Bethnal Green.
Nice. Sounds little like a bingo call.
Nice little London outcourt joke for you there.
Yeah. I thought I'd get that in, but I'd get my
outcourt joke.
Yeah. My knowledge of postcodes there.
Not to mention your knowledge of Bethnal Green.
Well, yeah.
Right. And one more.
One more. To complete the draw from Pop 4.
Iceland.
England completed. V Iceland. The England. Land derby.
The land derby.
It's a land derby.
Yes, they'll be dancing in the streets of Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, indeed. Yeah. Not right. Not at this time of the year, they won't. But... by the time the summer comes along, they will be.
And what position are they going to be in yet?
They're going to be in position two.
So that would be... Position I think two. That means that there will be England's opener. I will check on that later, but I think that does mean that.
Oh, it's starting to hot up now.
It is. Look at that. Right, okay. Well, so now we've got half the teams drawn now.
Yeah.
So we've got France and Wales. Do you think Wales would be pleased being in with the host nation? There'd be some cracking atmosphere in that group, wouldn't there?
Definitely.
So. It depends what the Welsh want out of the tournament. If they want to do well, then probably... Well, in fairness, if they want to do well, then all of these seats are quite good.
Yeah, it is delightfully free of controversy at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, which is, in a way, kind of disappointing since this is supposed to be a fake draw.
Yeah, we want to see something. Well, Russia... could be in with Turkey, I suppose.
Ooh, That's the big one.
We've got to wait till pot two, I think, for Russia.
Are we going with pot three next?
We are going with pot three next.
Okay, then.
So, who picked out Iceland?
I did.
So it's me then, isn't it? Okay.
The tension.
The tension from pot three. Slovakia.
And they're going in with France, obviously. Yep. France,
they're
going
to go April.
Oh, I should choose this one. Number two. So they're going in second. So they are A2.
So they're going in with France and Wales. Slovakia is AE2. The road to Dover.
You're on fire today.
Right. I think it's my go to pick
one. It is, it is. There you go.
Certainly feels like a while since I have picked one. Here we are. And we have... This is for Germany's group.
Germany and Albania.
And with Albania, and it's Hungary.
Ooh.
So
it's getting very Central European over there,
isn't it? Replay of the 1954 World Cup final is on the cards. How exciting is that going to be?
Can you say
revenge, possibly, for the Hungarians.
Two. So they're going to be in position two.
Can I just give an interesting stat out for stats fans?
Go for it.
That is the third consecutive position two that I've drawn.
That is a stat. Stat that to the stat bank.
That's a stat fact.
Yep. Stats amazing. Right.
Germany, Hungary. Whoa. Excitement ahoy.
Excitement ahoy indeed. Right. Next one is the pot three offering for Group C.
So this is Portugal, Northern Ireland, and...
Da, 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 da. Poland.
Poland.
Ooh.
Poland.
Ronaldo versus Lewandowski. That's not really a thing, to be perfectly honest with you. But nevertheless.
It is now.
I thought I'd just chuck it in there.
And they are going to be... three and four are still open, and they're going to be in position four.
Position four.
That's going to be an interesting group.
It certainly is going to be an interesting group. If it comes out this way... In a week and a half time.
Forget them.
In the real...
Stop it again.
Doing it again.
Oh, Terry, that's C4, actually.
C4, I beg your pardon.
It's looking good, though, Tel. Yeah. It's looking fabulous.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is for Spain's group, yes?
Spain and Turkey.
So Spain, Turkey, and...
Joined by...
The Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. Okay.
Republic going in the... Will they be going in the second place again? They can do.
No.
Fourth. Again.
Broken
your streak.
Three little ducks.
The four. No postcode or artery gags you want to make on? No. There's no D4, is there?
No.
D4 sounds like a road in Belgium or something.
It'll be France, wouldn't it? Yeah. Department road. Yeah. Department road. Yeah. It's probably around Boulogne, somewhere like that, D4.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah. I think you're right, too. I'd say D4. I think you're right as well. I don't think you're right at all.
Right, okay. Well, look, I'm going to pick this one out. And you can pick the last one out, too.
Right, okay.
Romania. Romania in with Belgium and the Republic of Ireland.
But where in the group are they situated?
They are four.
Four.
Four. Numero quatre.
Okay, so then the next one is England's group. So we're going to find out whether who will be in with England and Iceland momentarily, as soon as I've pinned Romania to the green bays, that is this very handsome...
Romania E4.
It being the last one in the group.
Oh, right, okay. And it is Sweden.
Ooh. Sweden. Again.
Ooh.
Sweden. Again. So again. We had them last time, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we play them a lot in the group stages, don't we?
We do. We played them in 2002 as well, didn't we?
And in 1992
as well. And Euro 92. That was a dreadful game.
It was a dreadful tournament.
The game actually was a brilliant game, if you're Swedish. Martin Dahlin and Thomas Brolin. And they took us to the absolute cleaners.
When do we play them, though?
They're in position four. So
group position four. So I think that means that we're going to be playing them last.
Oh, God.
Last.
That sounds getting all very Nordic in there, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It could easily be. Yes, because we're just down from Scandinavia, aren't we?
Just down from there.
Ooh, I'll put this one in for you, sir.
Shame. Cheers. Shame Norway aren't with us, otherwise that would be quite a cool group.
Yeah, or Denmark, but they're not with us either.
But they didn't join us.
Yes.
Alas.
Right, so there you go. England's group now looks like, well, England, Iceland, Sweden, and someone else.
Hmm.
Right, okay, we're three quarters of the way through the group. I think we're still, you know, nothing really too shocking there. There's so many teams here, aren't there?
Yeah, I think if I was Northern Ireland, I'd be feeling a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Given that I've got Portugal and Poland in my group.
Poland and Northern Ireland played each other. Were they not in their qualification group? Were they not? Oh, no, that was Republic
of Ireland. That was Republic of Ireland, yeah, and Scotland.
I apologise profusely and unreservedly for confusing the two islands.
Well, let's actually pull out the final group here. Pot two, Yeah, you can go. You can go for the first one of pot two. Who's going to complete Group A?
Group A. So it's France, Slovakia, Wales, and
Italia.
Italia
in position three. Oh, that's a bit of a group now, isn't it? France and Italy. Ooh. I like the
It's great for Wales because, you know, you want if you're going to go to one of these big tournaments, you want to play Italy in one of them because, you know, they're a classic tournament nation.
They are.
And they always give you a cracking game. And hopefully what will happen is Wales will lose 1-0 by some 90-minute dodgy penalty that some, you know, Italian striker wins. And then they can go home seething with rage and injustice because that's the right of every fan of any country that plays Italy.
I would say, though, that they might fancy the chances of a third-place finish there.
That lot, yeah, they'll look at Slovakia and think that they can have them.
Yeah, which means they may progress through.
Well, I mean, I'm not discounting Wales at all. I'm just there is a certain joy and in the pain of being in a European Championship, and I kind of hope Wales experience that pain and joy because, you know... Shall we move on? I'd struggle today.
We are alienating countries left, right, and centre.
No, just Wales.
Why don't you complete Germany's group then?
Shall I?
Yes.
Ukraine.
Yes, and Ukraine is in position three.
They're in position three.
Were they kept apart from Russia as well?
Well, they were in the same pot as Russia, so
Russia got their own.
Well, it's just Russia representing a lot of countries around themselves. So.
Right, so that completes Group B, Germany, Hungary, Ukraine, and Albania.
Yeah, there's a definite.
It's a very Central European flavour to that one, isn't it?
Yeah, former communist.
Now, seeing as I don't have any Northern Irish relatives, I'll be the one to pull this one out. Complete this group. And the last team in with Portugal, Northern Ireland and Poland is Croatia.
Wow.
So as it stands at the moment, Russia and Turkey still could be drawn together.
Definitely on.
The planets are aligning.
Planets are indeed aligning. That was in position three. So that's
really good.
Okay.
I'd be worried about that group if I was Northern Ireland.
Portugal, Northern Ireland, Croatia, and Poland. Yeah. That's about as close as you can get, I think, to a group of death in this tournament.
Yes.
I think.
Shall I call the next one?
Do you want to? This is
Spain, Turkey, and Czech Republic. Yeah, I have no interest in any of it aside from a desire for world peace. But you know, that's the same with everyone. I better show this for the microphone so the listeners are clear. It's Russia.
Oh, boom! Quite literally, boom.
Now, that
literally, boom.
That is...
Drop the mic and drop... Well, no. Yeah.
If this happens on Saturday week, whoa!
Stocking up on canned goods.
When you hear the air attacker warning, you and your family must take cover immediately.
Indeed. We're laughing, but it's a laughter of fear.
Yeah, we grew up. It's all right. You see, we grew up in the 80s. We had to live through this all the time.
Yeah, this is every day for us.
Yeah. Right, okay. Russia are in position two in the group. That means their match against Turkey, I think, is the middle game.
Mm.
So.
Maybe even the final game.
That is the Armageddon match, isn't it? It really is.
It certainly is.
They should play in Syria for good measure.
Well, I mean, like, that's made the draw, isn't it? The rest of it's a bit after the little man's show.
You did say that Group C was the group of death, but actually Group D is
the actual death.
Actual death. Yeah.
Right, I'll pick this one out. I'll pick Group E to go with Belgium, Republic of Ireland, and Romania. And we have Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yay, Switzerland.
No one cares now.
Who cared before?
Which only leaves it for Jan to pick out the last one into position three of of England's group.
It is Austria.
Austria, co-host of 2008, which England didn't go to.
Mm-hmm.
And that completes their group with Iceland and Sweden.
Mm.
Let's run down the groups one more time then.
Group A will be made up of France, Slovakia, Italy and Wales.
Group B will be Germany, Hungary, Ukraine, Albania.
And Group C is Portugal, Northern Ireland, Croatia and Poland.
Group D will be Spain, Russia, Turkey and the Czech Republic.
Group E will be Belgium, the Republic of Ireland, Switzerland and Romania.
With Group F being England, Iceland, Austria and Sweden.
War.
Yes. And there you have it. That's the fake Sound of Football draw for Euro 2016.
So we can only imagine just how much less interesting the real draw is going to be.
Well, they're not going to have Russia and Turkey together.
Do you think so?
Those balls are going to be left on the radiator.
I think there's going to be a bit of jiggery and indeed porkery going on there. Indeed.
Well, now you know, listeners, I mean, like we just did it normally. We did it straight. Mm-hmm. And it came out like that.
Mm.
If it don't come out like that, then you know something's gone wrong. Something's gone a bit cockeyed. Yeah.
So maybe we should just have a quick look at the home nations and see whether we did talk very briefly about Wales, didn't we? I mean, that for them, if it were to happen, is a nice, challenging, authentic European or international tournament group for them. I mean, obviously, it's not their first international tournament, but it's their first in a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that they can look forward. Then France, obviously, they've got the host, so they get a massive atmosphere, fantastic atmosphere. And Italy, they've got a thoroughbred international tournament football team who will always give them a good game.
Yeah.
And in Slovakia, they've got a team that they think they might be able to beat.
Yeah. Mm. And I think it's a great opportunity for Gareth Bale to show his skill. I mean, he does it against world-class opposition every week, of course, but on the international stage, that's going to be a real... Mm-hmm. It's his time.
Now, in our draw, Wales have their first game against... a first game against Italy.
Ooh.
And that will be in Lens. That'll be an afternoon kickoff on the 11th of June.
What time are the afternoon kickoffs in this?
Now, I think this is going to be local time, so it will be 2 o'clock for us. I presume that is going to be the weekend, though, because it will kick off on the Friday night, and that will be on the Saturday.
Right.
So they'll be playing then on the Saturday. They then play at the Parc des Princes for their second game against Slovakia, and they finish the group on the 19th of June in an evening game against France.
Ooh.
In Lille.
Hmm.
So that's their one. So
it's a good show, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's have a look at Northern Ireland's their groups. You know, they're in Group C with Portugal, Croatia, and Poland. And the way we pulled them out second in the draw. So their first game is going to be against Portugal, and that's going to be in Lille. An evening game.
Lille's seeing it all, isn't it?
Lille's
seeing it all. Yeah. Then they'll be playing their second game against Poland in Lyon. And they complete their fixtures in Marseille, where they play Croatia.
Mm. Yeah, strong group that, isn't it?
Mm.
No rubbish there.
Yeah, that's a good tournament for them.
And they're getting to see a lot of the country.
They are indeed, yes.
Yeah, they get to travel. And, it's all good, yeah.
Yes. Now, Republic of Ireland, who are in Group E, they'll be starting their campaign against Belgium. Tough game in Lyon.
Gets it out of the way, though.
Does get it out of the way. They then move on to play Romania. They're playing Romania in the second game, and that's at Toulouse. And they finish off in Lille against... Switzerland.
So that's three home nations have their last game in Lille.
Mm-hmm. So far.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what you said, I think.
All right. I thought it was Marseille. It was Marseille for
the first game. The second game.
Two
was
of them. Yeah. Okay.
Now, England, they will start their game in Saint-Étienne against.
Good. That's a good omen, that.
There is. Yeah, Sarah Cracknell will be omen. There, I'm yep, sure. Yep.
Lady Cracknell.
they play in Iceland there. Oh, so great. They'll have the sugar cubes there as well, won't they? So, damn right. It's going to be brilliant, isn't it? It's going to be rocking.
And Bjork, yeah. No, maybe not. We should leave David Arnold behind.
No, sorry. I should be back in the sugar cubes. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They play their second game against Austria. That's on the 18th of June. And they complete their fixtures with that tough game against Sweden. And that's going to be in Lyon. So
that's... At least we don't get to play Zlatan in Paris.
Oh, yes. Yes, that could have been a bit of a stinker, wouldn't it?
That's going to wind him up.
Yeah, well, are Sweden likely to be in this scenario? Are Sweden likely to be playing in Paris at all in this?
I would just check. No, they're playing in Marseille, Bordeaux. They start off in Bordeaux, then they play in Marseille, and yeah, and then they finish in Lyon.
In Lyon.
So in our format here, they don't actually play in Paris.
And when is the Germany Hungary?
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one.
Well, I'll let you know that, because in case you want to book some time off and set your calendars.
Or dust off your old Miracle of Bern blog posts.
Get them in now,
listeners, yep.
Right, Group B, right. Well, Germany start their campaign against Hungary, and it's in Marseille, and that's on the 11th. So that's the first match. They go on to play Ukraine in Lens, and they finish up against Albania in Saint Etienne. Mm.
Germany v Albania in Saint Etienne.
Mm. Mm. So
they're all tasty fixtures. Definitely.
They sure are.
When do Russia play Turkey? Sorry, I need to know that.
Oh yeah,
I need to know that so I can go and live underground the day after.
Hire the bunker.
The Russian Turkey match is the last game in the group.
It had to be, didn't it?
And that's going to be in Lens, right? Yeah. So at the same time, Spain will play in Czech Republic in Bordeaux. Okay. Well, that concludes the draw then. Yeah, I thought that went very well, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, it certainly messed it up.
Are you excited now for Euro 2016?
Excited and terrified in equal measure. But yeah, it's going to be.
Remember, it's always on a Saturday, isn't it?
It is on a Saturday. Yes, yes.
So we don't have to sort of like slope off to or surreptitiously open up a browser window while we're in the office looking at the draw.
Not that we would ever
condone that sort of thing. But
no, it'll probably be on just after the next match at Whiteleaf. So we can repair the clubhouse and watch it there on the big screen, yes. Can't we?
Yeah, that sounds very civilised.
Yes. I have to remind you, listeners, that this was, it was just pretend. So don't go booking your holiday on our draw. But this just gives you a flavour of what could happen. And I think we got about one right out of the last.
I mean, it's in that respect, it's not a contest, is it? The real contest comes when we do the predictions. we wouldn't be surprised if something that we have to do that as well. I mean, that is we won't do that until closer. I think if memory serves, we do that.
Yeah,
pretty much on the eve of the tournament.
Yeah, that's going to be our preview.
And then we get the soccer dice out and determine the winner and all that stuff.
Yeah, but we'll come back with an actual review of the actual draw as well.
Yes,
we'll get to that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
time.
We've got some content sorted out for that. That's pretty good.
But for now, from me, Graham Sibley, from Terry DeFellin, and from Jan Bilton, it's goodbye.
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 You can contact us through our website, sofpodcast.com, via Twitter, @soundoffootball, or on facebook.com/soundoffootball.
Strange game. The only winning move is not to play. How about a nice game of chess?